Well, hello again. I'm Zach, and this is Red Rock Mysteries.
I'm Ashley, and this is my little brother, Bryce.
Hey.
By 57 seconds. It's not much, but it counts.
Our dad.
He died. We've got a stepfather now, and he's really nice.
Sam's not a Christian.
But that's okay. We're praying for him. Mom brought us to Colorado from Illinois. Now we're moving to a new city, Red Rock.
You okay, Ashley?
It's my head. I don't feel well.
Probably the Twizzlers from the gas station last night.
It's not the Twizzlers.
Bryce, help Dylan out of his car seat, okay? Let him stretch a little.
Sure. Come on, buddy. We're almost home, right?
Another half hour. Castle Rock is up ahead.
Are we there?
We're in Colorado, buddy. Isn't it good to be back?
It's cold.
It's a lot cooler because we're up higher again. See the mountains?
Mm-hmm.
There's Pike's Peak. It was up there.
Here comes the Purple Mountains Majesty lesson. I think he'd rather be back in Illinois with Tommy and Sean.
Is Tommy coming?
Bryce.
I don't understand why you took us back there. It just made everything harder.
Wait. It was your idea for us to go with Mom and finish selling the house and say goodbye.
Let's just get back in the car.
My head feels like it's gonna bust in my stomach.
Here, drink some water. It's the altitude. You had your medicine, right?
Yeah.
She took it with the Twizzlers.
Smell that clean mountain air. We can finally put the past behind us. Make a fresh start.
What if I don't want to put the past behind? What if I'd rather live in Illinois? It's so hard with Lee and
we're gonna adjust together. You okay?
He's adjusting.
Why don't you take him for a little walk on the trail, Bryce?
Good idea. Might see another purple mountain. All right, Dylan, let's go. Come on. Take a little walk.
Okay. What's
some
up?
Grizzly bears? We gotta find
school's
some grizzly bears.
School's hard.
For sure.
There's bullies.
Yeah, but there's Duncan, too.
I thought you were taking a walk. Wait, you haven't told him anything, have you?
Me? Talk about your love life? Come on, Ashley.
Goodbye, Bryce. Listen, you both have gone through a lot of change. A new home, a new dad, new sister, the loss of your dad. No one will ever replace him.
I'm not upset about you marrying Sam, if that's what you think. He's a good guy. He tries hard. I'm not upset at you either.
Then there's only one other being in the universe you could be mad at, right?
I don't know.
If God's in control, why does it feel like he's not, right?
It feels like he's against us sometimes.
Or silent. Maybe not available. Ashley, you have something Sam and Lee don't. You have a relationship with God, like your father had. Something I didn't understand until after Sam and I married.
Does God know how hard it is to adjust?
I think he understands better than you know. And he's gonna be here for us. With us.
I hope you're right, Mom.
The Rockies are better than the Cubs, Timberline. And the Broncos are 10 times better than the Bears.
In your dreams.
Oh, maybe there's a reason you root for the losers.
Hey. Ashley! Hey, I just got a message from Sam. Take a look.
Hey, Ashley.
Oh, hi, Duncan. Surprise for you and Ashley. Come home ASAP. Move snow shovel from porch. Somebody will get hurt.
What do you think?
Well, I think you ought to move the shovel.
No, what do you think Sam has in mind?
Why do you call your dad Sam?
Well, why do we call you Duncan?
It's my name.
Bingo.
No, but it's different with parents. Why do you call him Dad?
It's a long story, Duncan. The main reason is that—
Hey! Timberline!
Oh no.
Have you updated your will?
Don't leave me.
I don't need a pummeling by Boo heckler.
And you think I do? Why did they call him Boo?
Haven't you heard him at the basketball games? And the baseball games? I heard he even booed during the spelling bee.
He did. I was there.
Let's just keep walking. Maybe he won't follow us.
Right!
Wonder what put you on his radar.
Don't walk away from me, Timberline. I saw you and your sister ride up on those four-wheelers today.
Great. Nice seeing you, Aaron.
You splashed mud on a friend of mine.
What? That's crazy. I'll be right back.
We didn't splash mud on anybody.
He showed me the stains on his shirt. You calling my friend a liar? He said it was you two.
Look, I'm sorry somebody got splashed. We ride through the pasture, so...
You're calling us both liars?
No. Listen, what do you want me to do about it?
Oh, go ahead, Bryce. You can take him.
Duncan, I thought you were leaving.
I don't mind watching a pummeling.
So you want to fight, huh? Bring it on.
Look, I don't want to fight with you.
What's the matter? You want your sister to fight for you? She's more of a man than you are.
Just back off, okay?
Back off? I'll tell you when I'll back off. Let me and my friend take your four-wheelers home. We'll bring them back Monday and call it even.
Is that what this is about? No way, Sam won't let us. That's not a good idea.
Sam? Who's Sam?
Our stepdad.
Hey, your dad doesn't have to know.
No.
Sure about that, Timberline?
Let go of my shirt, Boo.
What did you call me?
I meant Aaron.
Hey, what's going on over there?
Great! Your sister got a teacher?
Ow!
You better let us ride those four-wheelers, or I'll really wail on you. You understand?
You should have hit him back, Bryce. The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Yeah? Why didn't you offer to help?
You all right, Bryce? Your eye's all puppy. You okay?
I'm okay. See you Monday, Duncan.
No, Tuesday. Remember, we're off Monday. And don't forget the cat test on Tuesday, bright and early.
Right. See you Tuesday.
You wanted to see us, Sam?
Yeah. How was the school?
It's middle school. That pretty much sums it up.
I guess it does.
He got walloped by this mean kid.
Really?
Ashley, It was nothing.
Well, looks like he got you in the eye. Did any teachers see?
The guy's bigger than most of the teachers anyway. It's fine. What'd you text us about?
Well, how would you like to go on a trip with me?
Flying?
To Aspen?
No, my flight to Aspen's next week. I saw this online. Thought you guys might like to take in a little Colorado history. How'd you like to see a vug?
A what?
Historic vug on display in Gold Town. Slug vug, no slug back.
Oh, that was bad.
She's right, that was bad.
A recreation of a
hidden... Recreation.
A recreation of a hidden golden chamber discovered in the early 1900s will be on display this weekend, along with a rare golden nugget. One of the most impressive exhibits in the newly created Gold Town shows tourists what miners saw when they blasted into a hollow area and discovered golden crystals sparkling on the wall.
Wow.
Yeah, it looks pretty impressive, doesn't it? Mm-hmm.
Also on display will be a priceless gold nugget in its original form.
Hey, didn't we learn about this in history?
I don't remember anything about it.
Well, Dylan would love to see something like that, I think. Told him I'd buy him a miner's hat with a light on it. I thought we'd take him along.
What about Mom?
She's trying to finish her book. Told her she could have the weekend alone. Well, mostly alone.
Oh. What's Lee doing?
Finishing her driver's training course. She has one more lesson and then people of Colorado, watch out.
Wait, I have a basketball game Saturday.
Yeah, I talked with your coach.
Dance class?
It canceled because of the long weekend. Your mom checked. Well?
It looks fun, but...
Go ahead. I told you could shoot straight with me.
I'm just not sure I want to go all that way just to look at a hole and a nugget and come home.
Mm-hmm. Well, this might change your mind.
Whoa.
I flew a guy a couple of weeks ago who has this cabin.
Whoa.
Said we could use it this weekend if we wanted. The Vug display is close, plus there's hiking, skiing, and tubing if the weather cooperates.
Sometimes pictures can lie, though.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, every time I've been to a cabin, it's been rustic, and I've sneezed my head off.
You've been to one cabin your whole life.
Here, take a closer look. Hot tub, satellite TV, well, there's a loft. It doesn't look too rustic to me.
Do we have to babysit?
You mean Dylan?
Yeah.
No, I'll take care of him. You two can wander off on your own. But I'm not taking a computer, and over there the phones are pretty spotty. Let's just get back into nature and enjoy ourselves, the Colorado way.
I have to take my camera. The scenery looks incredible.
Yeah, I'm in. I mean, it'll be a good break from, well, the usual.
There you go.
If you and your family are looking for ways to learn more about God and grow closer to Him, check out our devotional, Keys for Kids. Every day you'll find a Bible passage, a key thought, and a cool story. Keys for Kids is totally free. To get your copy, call 888-224-2324. Write us at Keys for Kids Ministries, Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Or go to keysforkids.org and click Shop.
Takeout. I've been trying to finish this project.
I love chicken.
Dylan, don't pull the skin off. That's gross.
Why not? It's good.
Oh, please. Why don't you just sit down here where you don't have to look at him?
It's impossible not to look at him.
Uh-oh. Bet that's Randy.
Right.
Stop saying his name like that.
Hey, we like Randy.
Dad, see?
All right.
Hey, Randy. Dylan. Sit down with that chicken skin.
I want to see Randy.
Dylan, sit down.
I expect this kind of thing from Dylan, not from you two.
We didn't mean anything by it, Mom.
Lee is struggling to find her way. You know that. And you two, being mean to Randy, just...
Sorry, Mom.
I made some popcorn. Want some? Extra butter.
Thanks, Haley. Where's your family?
Parents went out to dinner.
Oh.
My sister's out too. Nice and quiet. Why are you so glum?
Had an argument with my mom. She almost didn't let me come over here. But because we're working on school stuff.
Yeah, about that. Before we get started, I wanted to watch the rest of a movie I didn't finish last night.
Well,
come on. There's only about 15 minutes left.
Aren't we gonna...
You're not gonna wimp out on me, are you?
No. It's just that... My mom and I have this agreement about movies.
There's nothing bad in it. Here, relax. Enjoy the ending with me. It's a love story. Kind of. Don't you love love stories?
Sure.
We can pretend it's you and Duncan.
Haley!
You blushed. I saw you blush.
Police department! Put the gun down!
Oh, wow, I had no idea that was coming.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, that's my sister. Hey.
She doesn't say much, does she?
No. We can go to the family room and watch the rest. Want to?
No, I think we ought to work on the social studies project.
Ashley, it's Friday night. That's boring.
But that's why you invited me over, wasn't it?
Fine, come on.
So, you excited about the trip?
Yeah, I guess.
Pack your medicine?
Not yet. Most just sad about the tests next week. The teachers are putting the pressure on.
I know. I'm sure you'll do your best.
Mom, when am I going to be able to stop taking this medicine? I don't like thinking about it every morning and every night.
I know. It's been a long haul. You've been a real trooper.
I don't want to be a trooper. I want to be normal. I've been taking this since I was 8. 6 years is a long time.
Dr. Alex says you'll grow out of it, but for now...
Grow out of it? When? When I'm 50? Sometimes I feel like I'm getting worse instead of better, and my head's kind of numb all the time.
I understand. Ugh. Hang in there. One day you'll look back and all this will feel like a dream.
A bad dream.
Is there anything you want to talk about? Everything go okay at Haley's?
Yeah. It was all right.
Okay. Well, I'll be up early tomorrow to see you guys off. Get some sleep.
Night, Mom.
And I'm gonna pray that you and Bryce and Dylan make a really good memory with Sam this weekend.
Oh,
you quit yawning?
I can't help it. Let me have the front seat and I'll stop.
Hey, let's keep Dylan asleep as long as we can.
He looks so cute with his little raccoon. I should take a picture.
It's no fair. You get to bring a camera and I don't have one.
What happened to your little video camera?
I don't know. I might have left it at school.
Where was the last time you had it?
Last place I remember using it was baseball last year.
That was a cute little thing.
Yeah, didn't do a lot. And the picture was kind of fuzzy, but it was a lot of fun.
This road sure is twisty.
Where's my raccoon?
Well, look who's up.
Whoa, look at those clouds.
It's like all the colors in your crayon box, Dylan.
My raccoon!
Here he is. Sam, what is this place?
We're coming up on the Wilkerson Pass. One of the most incredible scenes in the whole state, if you ask me.
What's so special about it?
You can't see it yet, but you will. All right, just around this curve. Yep, there you go. Take a look.
It looks like the Great Valley.
It does, buddy. It's like you can see forever.
Most of this land has stayed the same way for 100 years, maybe more. What you're seeing right now is what the Native Americans and the pioneers saw as they rode through here. Take a look behind us. Sun's chasing us.
I don't care as much about seeing the sun as getting away from the edge.
That's why they have guardrails. Right, Sam?
I suppose. So, you've been in Colorado a while, been back to Illinois. What do you think? Does it feel like home yet?
It's okay.
It's cool we get to ride our ATVs to school. I like that.
Yeah, that is a little perk most kids don't get. Oh, hey, open the glove compartment.
All right. Walkie-talkies?
Mm-hmm.
They're so tiny. How far will they reach?
Depending on the mountains, a few miles. Cell phones out here are spotty still.
Are we gonna be splitting up?
It's just a precaution, in case we get separated on a hike or something.
Hey, here it is, my old video camera. I must have put it in here after the last game.
Maybe you can make a video of Dylan and me.
Can we stop for batteries, Sam? I want to see if it works.
Yeah, sure. Okay, that's it up there, through the trees.
Whoa, an A-frame.
Where's Dad going?
He's just gonna unhook the chain so we can go to the cabin. He'll be right back.
You mean the hotel?
Sure, the hotel in the woods.
I can't believe the camera still works. I gotta get a shot of those windows. Must have a great view of the mountains.
Those windows are big enough for Godzilla.
I saw the pictures of the back. It's built right into the cliff.
Well, let's go take a look.
Whoa, a Lord of the Rings pinball machine?
Did you see the bunk beds upstairs?
Satellite TV and a movie collection? Does this guy work in Hollywood, Sam?
No, I think he just likes movies, or somebody in this family does.
That'll be good if we get snowed in.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting snowed here for the rest of my life. I wish we brought Pippin and Frodo. They'd go crazy here.
Hey, a computer. I know you don't want us online during the trip, but could I send Mom some pictures with this?
Oh, sure, that'd be fine.
Let's go shoot some more.
Hang on, don't go running off. It's almost time to head to Gold Town.
How does Dylan like the loft?
Oh, loves it, especially the bear rug. Don't let him get a look at this pinball machine or we'll never get out of the house.
Legolas!
Oh, boy. Mom is gonna freak out when she sees these. This is so cool.
So, you're glad you came?
Well, yeah, sure.
The place is packed. Hey, don't go up the hill, Dylan. Don't want you falling into any mineshaft, even if it's fake.
You hold Dylan's hand, Bryce, okay?
All right.
Where's the golden bug?
It's a vug, not a bug.
That must be the place with the exhibit.
Come on, let's get in line.
Look at those old pictures.
They're ancient.
Oh, can I get a hat? Please?
We'll see, buddy. Just hang on.
With a light on it?
Okay, okay.
If the next group will step down, thank you for coming. The pictures you see are from as far back as the 1850s. From then until almost 1900, people came to Colorado to find a sparkling rock in a stream. Most didn't strike it rich, but every now and then, someone found gold. Now, the gold nugget you will see was discovered by a prospector named Jedediah Maxwell. This nugget is one of the first he discovered.
See the nugget, Dylan?
He vowed nobody would touch it. Only after his death did a friend find it in a secret compartment in his desk. A few years later, some miners were blasting about 1,200 feet down when they discovered what geologists call a VUG. The room was about 23 feet long, 14 feet wide, and 36 feet high. Exactly the same as you'll see inside the exhibit. Armed men guarded it day and night. No pictures were ever taken, but artists have gone over eyewitness accounts of that room. And when you're let in, you will see what they might have seen almost 100 years ago.
This is so cool.
I know. Can you imagine finding a room like that?
We can take the next 20 to the shaft. While you're waiting, there are snacks, sodas, and we have miner's hats for the little guys.
Ooh, can I get a hat with a light on it?
All right.
I gotta get a shot of this. Mom will love it.
How much you want to bet we'll both need batteries before we get back to the cabin?
Speaking of batteries.
They running low?
Yeah. I can never remember how to get that door open.
That's for the memory card. The batteries are on the other side.
You don't think I know that? Mm-hmm. You're not the only one who understands technology, Bryce. What are you laughing at?
I'm getting this whole exchange on video.
See? Memory card. Mm. Now the batteries are over here. What's wrong?
Did you see that guy?
There's like 100 people in here.
No, look. 3 o'clock. Headed to talk with the owner.
What about him?
He was looking at us kind of weird.
Maybe he's never seen twins before.
Excuse me. Pictures aren't allowed.
Sorry. I didn't see a sign or anything, so...
Give it to me.
Hey, wait!
Hold up there. Hey, you don't have any right to...
Don't delete all of them.
There you go. No more pictures.
He erased the picture of Dylan I was gonna send to Mom. I don't believe this.
You didn't have to do that.
I think I did. Now I'd like you to leave.
What?
Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
But we didn't get to see the...
Come on.
But you paid for us to...
Let's go.
That's a bummer.
The way he pumped the bug thing up, that's the whole reason we came over here.
Well, not the only reason. We're not going to let one guy who's wrapped too tight ruin our trip. Sure. I'm sorry about your pictures.
Look at my light!
You might want to wait until it gets dark to use that, buddy.
I really wanted Mom to see Dylan asleep in the car. And the cabin.
He'll be going to sleep again, I hope.
But I don't want to go to sleep!
Did you guys see any signs saying not to take pictures?
None.
Why would he be so freaked out about a camera? There were other people taking pictures.
Sam, there's the owner guy. He's waving at us.
Look at that. Have a nice day. Wave at him, Dylan.
Bye.
I wonder what he wanted.
I guess there are bullies everywhere we go.
Wow. I wonder why that guy at Goldtown was so uptight about Ashley taking those pictures. What do you think is going on here? Well, one thing is for sure. There are a lot of changes going on with Bryce and Ashley and their little brother, Dylan. And maybe you can relate. Maybe you're going through a lot of changes right now, too. Sort of like you're in the middle of this really fast river with the water just swirling all around you and you don't know what to hold on to. Well, that is a good time to remember what David did. He sang. Listen to these lyrics in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 22. The Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. Yep, David sang a rock song. So when things are going crazy around you, just remember this. God is your rock. He's solid and safe and secure and someone that you can hold on to. Today's episode, Haunted Waters Part 1, is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries. It was adapted by Chris Fabry and directed by Steve Odell. Post-production by Todd Busteed and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Terry Ritchie, and I'm Zach. And we'll see you right back here next time to find out what happens next on Red Rock Mysteries.